We are approaching Purim swiftly. We don't have much time to prepare for such a gewaltige and heilige day. This shiur will be Oisik in Inyona de Yoyma, as our minag is. Moshe Tikin Lehem B'Yisurah, Shiyu Oisikin B'Hilchoy Sachag B'Chag, and we are far less than 30 days before Yom Tov, so today we will be dealing with Purim. I'm sorry that we don't have Ma'amar Klemes today. 50% of the blame rests upon me and 50% upon Yitzchok because he called me late. So we share the blame and we'll try to explain everything in a very clear way. It should be Shuv L'Chol Nefesh and everybody should be able to follow what we have to say today. One of the basic halachos of Megillas Esther is a Ma'amar of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dav Dalad Umed Aleph and Mesechus Megillah. Basically, Mikra Megillah, the Mitzvah Seishas Mangalom, and Noshim should be Potur, but the din is, Noshim Chayavais B'Mikra Megillah Lefisha Afhen Hayu B'Oisle HaNes. Noshim were included in the Neis, and that's why they also are included in the obligation and the Chiyuv in the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And this basic rule, this basic principle, Aten, Ayub, Oisi, and Es, we find three times in Shas. All three times, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, was one of the greatest Amirom, regarding three different mitzvahs, three different halachas. Megillah Dav Dalet, Legabe Mikra Megillah, even though it's a mitzvah Sasei, Shas, Mangrom, and Osho Marchayev, Lepisha, Aten, Ayub, Oisi, and Es, Shabbos Chav Gimel, Medalas, you could probably all guess what we're dealing with in that sugya. Ner Chanukah, once again, Zman Groma, but Noshim were part of the nation, that is why they're part of the mitzvah. And the third time, in Pesachim Kufches, regarding the mitzvah of Dalet Koises. So, three different halachas. One would assume that Noshim, women should be potter from these mitzvahs because they're Zman Groma. And places are most of the Rishonim and Brochas Abchovim at base maintain that even by Mitzvahs that are bonum, this basic rule applies that Noshim are potter of Mitzvahs Sasesha as Mangoma. But these three halachas are excluded. They are exceptions. Lefisha Afhen Hayu Ba'oise Hanes. What's Pshat Afhen Hayu Ba'oise Hanes is a Machloikas places on the Rishbam. The Rishbam Amsochim says, Lefisha Ikar Hanes Nasa Al Yodon. The miracle, we were zoiche to these nisim in the schus of Noshim. And the Ramban simply explains, the schus Noshim tzidkoniyos, yotzu me Mitzrayim. So we were zoiche to Yitzias Mitzrayim in the merit of Noshim tzidkoniyos. Nes Chanukah was al yidei Yehudis, and Nes Purim, needless to say, Esther Amalke, and the Megillah is called on her name, Megillas Esther. That's the Shittur Rashbam. Tosfos disputes the Rashbam because Tosfos argues a very simple argument. The Loshon of Chazal is the Loshon of Yeshua and Levi, Afhen Hayu Ba'oisei Hanes. If they were the Ikar, then Chazal would have to say, Anoshim Chayovim B'Mikro Megillo, Lefisha Afhen Hayu Ba'oisei Hanes. Even though the Ikanes was in the schus of Noshim, well, men are included as well. But the lesson of the Bishur Malayvi is different. Noshim Chayavois, women are obligated, Lefisha Afen Ayubay Sinas. So that is why the Shit of Tosis is, Noshim were Bechlal HaSakona. They were in danger, and they were part of the salvation of the Hatzolah, of the Neis, that is the Shit of Tosis. Might there be an upcoming halacha between these two various perushim, how we explain Afhen Hayu Ba'oisei Hanes? Maybe there might be an upcoming halacha. But in order to reach the point in where there might be an upcoming, let's discuss the shitta of the halachas gedolos, which is a truly fascinating shitta. Rashi on the spot of Megillat Avdalad writes, Noshim Chayovois V'mikra Megillah, and therefore an isho could be moitzi ish yedei chayvosoi. It is a basic halacha which we all know. Kol ha-mechuyev v'davar moitzi acherim yedei chayvosan. If a person isn't chayev in a specific mitzvah, he can't be moitzi acherim yedei chayvosan. He has to be part of it. But when a person is a bar chiyuv, he can be moitzi acherim yedei chayvosan. So Rashi simply explains. Nosim Chayovis Bemekor Megillah, and that is why Nosim could be Moitzi Anosim. That same basic aloha we find in many other sources. That is what the Ritva writes, the Meiri, or Zarua, Simin Tov Shin Ayin Tes. That is the Shita Mos Lishoyim. But Tosfos three times in Shas, in Megillah on the spot, Sukkah Lamed Chesed Omed Aleph, and Erechin Gimel Omed Aleph. Three times in Shas, Tosfos brings the Shita of Halachos Gedolos. The Halachos Gedolos Shita is, even though women are chayev in Megillah, they cannot be moitzi men yedei chayvosam. Why not? Isn't this a basic rule? Kol ha-mechuyev bedover moitzi acherim yedei chayvosam. Why would this be an exception? That is the shita of Halachos Gedolos. Now, in the Achronim, there are many beautiful pirushim. I say they're very beautiful and gaonistic, but I don't think that they are acceptable in pshat, in pashtus divrei Rishonim. So let's go through a few basic halachos and drochim explanations that we find in Gedolos Achronim. The Turei Yoven. You probably all know the Turei Yoven and a few Masechtos and Seder Moed, written by the Shabbos Ari, one of the greatest, the giants of the Achronim. The Turei Yoven says that when Mordechai HaYehudi veBeis Dinoi, the Sanhedrin, Anshe Knesset HaGdola, were attacking the mitzvah of Megillah, they had in mind only Anoshim, because it's a mitzvah Shazman Groma, only at a later stage. In the time of the Mishnah, were Chazal Machayev Noshim Bekriyas HaMegillah. Most of the Takonas and Gzeres that we find in Mishnah and Gemurah were instituted B'yamei HaSoifrim. That means in the time of the Mishnah. There are a few mitzvahs that are considered the Divrei Kabbalah that we find in Ksuvim, in Neviim. Divrei Kabbalah are a higher level of mitzvah than Divrei Soifrim. So the Turei Yoven argues that Mordechai and Beis Dinoi, who are considered Divrei Kabbalah because Megillas Esther is part of Ksuvim, they were metakan only for Anoshim, only for men. Only at a later time, in a later stage, did Chachomim be Mechayev Noshim, and that is why a person that's Mechuyev only Medarabonon cannot be Moitzi Achiv, which is Divrei Kabbalah. Just like a person that's Chayev Medarabonon cannot be Moitzi Adioraisa, and that is the reason we all know Ktamim cannot be Moitzi Gedolah, whether it's Kiddush, whether it's Brochus, whether it's anything else, because the Kotnus Chayev Medarabonon and the little Chayev Medarabonon. The same reasoning goes, according to the Turei Yoven, if men are Chayev Medivrei Kabbalah, women are merely Chayev Medivrei Soifrim, that is why Ishu cannot be Moitzi Yesh. That is the Svora of the Turei Yoven. And Rabbi Kiveg, and Tosfos Rabbi Kiveg and Mishnayos argues, we have no source. It would seem to be Divrei Nevi'is to maintain that Noshim were Mechuyev at a different stage, in a different time. How do we know? The Gemara says, Noshim Chayovis Lepisha Afen Ayu B'Yoyseh Ales. So I think the argument between the Turei Yoven and Rabbi Kiveg, two of the greatest Achronim, is basically, how do we explain the concept of Afen Ayu B'Yoyseh Ales? The truth is that the Briskerov, not in the Sefer on the Rambam, but rather in Kizvei Agris and Erechin. In Erechin, the beginning of Sefer Erechin, Erechin of Gimel. The Briskerov proposes two different explanations. Vosos pshat afen hayu b'yoseinis. One could explain that this is a reason why there is no ptur of zman groma. Maybe no. This is not reasoning why there is no ptur of zman groma, but rather a new siddes achiev, a different rationale for the chiev of noshi. Et takona miyuchedes, milsa achrita, noshim archayev, not because of the basic mitzvah that Chazal were mitzaken. That basic mitzvah would apply only to men and not to women because it's a mitzvah seseshas mangoma. But there is another rationale, there is another reason why noshim archayev, lepisha afen ayubi yoysenes. And the Briskerov is mefalfel, according to these two drachim, in the question whether an Eved is Chayev b'mikra Megillah. Because, as we all know, an Eved Kani is Chayev b'mitzvahs ke'isho. So, would that apply to Mikra Megillah as well? So the Briskerov argues, if the reason an issue is Chayev is not the general rule, but rather an exceptional rule, which is apen hayodiyos dines. That would apply only to noshim. Avodim weren't part of the nes; they weren't part of the nes. But if the svara merely comes keilu to neutralize the ptur of zman kolome, then avodim should have the same halacha as noshim. That's the mahalach of the biskarov. But without discussing this at length, I just say that the argument between the Turiyov and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is similar to the two tzadim of the biskarov. The Turiyov understood, Athem v'yoysohoy v'yoysenes is a separate rule, it's a different chiyuv, it's a different sibul. Rabbi Akiva Eiger understood, no, Mordechai Yehudi Lechatchela. When he, at Beis Dinoy, the Sanhedrin, attacking the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, even though we are dealing with a mitzvah shazman grom, and they made this an exception, and lechatchila they were attacking this mitzvah for anoshim, anoshim for kol beis yisrael lefisha afen hayu biyosemes. Anyway, that is the explanation of the Turei Oven. The Avnei Nezer comes with another idea, which is a very revolutionary idea. The Avnei Nezer says that when a person reads Megillas Esther, he is mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Masei Amolek, which seems to be a tremendous chiddush. How is he mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Masei Amolek? Do we mention Amolek in the Megillah? We don't even find his name in the Megillah. But Haman was Mezera Agag, and Agag was Mezera Amolek, so a person is mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Masei Amolek. So the Avnei Nezer goes on to argue, Noshim Apotro Schiras Masei Amolek. That is what the Sefer Chinuch says, because they are not to engage in war. So Noshim are part of Mechias Amolek. They're also part of Schias Mas Amolek. So the Megillah of Anoshim includes more than the Megillah of Noshim, because the Megillah of the men includes Schias Mas Amolek, and that's why Ishu cannot be Moitzia Ish, which is a tremendous Chiddush. The biggest Nekudah of this Chiddush is maintaining that we're Mekayim the Mitzvah Schias Masei Amolek when reading the Megillah, which seems to be a tremendous Chiddush. Now, I want to give you even a greater Chiddush. There is a Gadol that says, I'm not going to give you the name, I want you to try to guess. There is a Gadol that says that when we learn Hilchos Megillah, you learn Hilchos Megillah in Shulchan Aruch, in Mishneh Berurah, we're Mekayim the Mitzvah Schias Masei Amolek. Would that seem strange? Because why do we learn Hilchos Megillah? To know how to read the Megillah. And what's in the Megillah? Haman. And Haman was the name Nikolav Amalek. And Haman was such a terrible Russian. Because Lahashman Lahara Galab and God smoke made that. So by learning Hilchos Megillah, we're Makayim the Mitzvah Mas Amalek. Who could say such a thing? I don't really expect you to guess, but in due time, you know, when you will be big Talmid HaChomam and you're going to have the feeling of Darkei Alimud and Darkei Agadolam, I think you might say, it fits for the Shem Shmuel, maybe, you know, in Machshoven, in Pnimius, maybe the Maral, maybe the Chiddush Arim. Two Gedolim say this very, very interesting halacha, the Ravid and the Rash Mishans, two of the greatest to shine. Check it in Torah Koyanim, Parshas Bechukosai, in Perash Ravid and Perash Rash Mishans. And this seems to be mamish flabbergasting. Rishonim should say such a big Kiddush. It occurs to us, it reminds us the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel. What's the inif in Tcheles? What's the inif in Tcheles? In Tzitzus, Tcheles Doim Eliyam, Yam Doim Rekia, Rekia Doim Rekia Yaakov. So when you're going to see the Tcheles, you're going to remember Kis Yaakov, and you're going to be Mekav Alol Malchus Shemayim. When you learn Megillah, you remember that we have to read the Megillah, and who's in the Megillah? Haman, and Haman was an Enigel of Amalek. But that doesn't, as Pasnish Parashayim, it doesn't seem Pshat is like this. I wrote a big arichas about this in Agodesh or Pesach Minchasosh, when I discussed the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, it's not that far from Pesach, you know, it's almost Shloshim Yom. So, in the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Biskarov was medayik from the Tosefta. The Tosefta state that the Gedolei HaTanuim were sitting kol oisei alayla v'oiskim behilchos Pesach. So Biskarov proves that we learn Hilchos Pesach, then you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what will happen if Rosh Koyvel comes home B'leil HaSeder? Choshev Rosh Koyvel, Mechubedik Rosh Koyvel, Ali tells his wife, you know, I'm a Rosh Koyvel. You're the Mahalat of the seminar of Beis Yaakov. The Pshut Ayav, the simple people, some of the Hasidim tell stories this night. But we, you know, we belong to the upper 10%. We were the intelligentsia. We're not going to tell stories. We're going to learn the Machshava of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to learn the Maral and others for them. If they do so, Bitil Mitzvahs Asay. There's no other way around it. The number writes in Perek Zayin Alocha Aleph Avilchus Chometz Matza Mitzvahs Asay Shel Torah Lasape B'Nisim V'Nifluos Shenasol Avosim. No other way around it. And that is what we say in that God. There's no other way. You have to tell stories. You have to tell mitzvahs in a voice. So what's this pshat that the Tanuim were oisik in Yitzhiyah in Hilchos HaPesach? It's a very simple nikuda. To be Yitzhiyah Dechoyho, you have to tell nisim in a voice. Tell the story of Yitzhiyah inside. But the concept of Kol HaMa'abed HaSafer HaRei Zeh Meshubach is a broader concept than the direct chiyuv of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. You've got a whole night. You don't have to tell Nisim and Aplom a whole night. And that's why Gedol Yisrael, in their Zdorim, they said Vortim, they said some Divrei Pilpul, the Woisik in Halacha, and in the Halachas of Leila say there's nothing wrong with that. It all fits into the context of Kol HaMa'abed HaSafer HaRei Zeh Meshubach. That is a broader concept then Yitzias Yedei Choyvo. So the way I understand this, Ravid and Rosh Mishantz is a tremendous chiddush. That even in Schiras Matzah Molek, there is a halacha of Kol HaMa'arva HaRoisim Shubach. To be Yitzias Schiras Matzah Molek, you have to read the Psukim of Pashas Ki Teitze. According to the Mishnah Berurah in Tov Reish Pei Hei, the Mishnah Berurah is Choylek on the Magen Avraham. Even the Kriya that we read on Purim, Parshas Beshalach, is not sufficient. Because we have to read the Pasuk in Parshas Kesetze, which is the Mitzvah Sasei, Mokhoi Timche Zecha Amolek Metachat HaShemayim. That is regarding Yitzias Yedei Choyvo. But just like in Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chazal say Kol HaMa'abed HaRoisim Meshubach, the Rosh Mishantz and the Ravid maintain the same by Yitzias Ma'aseh Amolek. Kol HaMa'arva HaRei Zeh Meshubach. And in the framework of Kol HaMa'arva HaRei Zeh Meshubach, even Hilchas Megillah is part of it. Just like Hilchas HaPesach is part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol HaMa'arva HaRei Zeh Meshubach, Hilchas Megillah has the same rule, the same tokef. And that is the way we understand the Rav Nachum Shantz. But this does not help us to understand that Nesa. So okay, when you read the Megillah, you also have the Mitzvah Mitzvah sign, but it's not part of the Chiyuv. Chazal were metakan the Kriya Parshas of them. Chazal, once again, were metakan on Purim. We read the other Parshas, B'Shalach V'Yavei Amalek. So why would one maintain that a Mikro Megillah, there's a Chiyuv of Sfiyas Masa Amalek? That is very, very unreasonable. Sefer HaMarcheshes. The Marcheshes is one of the Gedolim in Vilna, in the same time as the Taimoizer. And the Marcheshes in Achov Beis, he has another magnificent and beautiful pshat. Why don't we stay halal on Purim? The Gemara deals with this question in Megillah Daf Yudalad, and there are three answers. But the Rambam and most of the Rishonim have only been one of three. Kriyoso Zu Ilulo. Mikra Megillah is instead of halal. So the Marcheshes argues like this. Noshim are potter from halal. Noshim never say halal. And noshim are high halal. So in the Megillah of Purim, halal is included. And that's why Isha can't be Moitzia Ish. Because when he lines the Megillah, when he reads the Megillah, he also has to be Yoitzia the Mitzvah of halal. But she is not Mechuyiv. She is Mechuyiv at Pesum and Issa. But in 50% of the halal, which is the Megillah, she is not Mechuyiv. And she can be Moitzia Ish in the halal Shebe Megillah. That is the Mahalach of the Marcheshes. I say it's beautiful, but it's not acceptable as pshat. I have two shalas. So why can't a issue be Moitzia Ish in the Megillah by night? There is no halal by night. We never say halal by night. It's a Mishnah Megillah Dafrov. Halal is only said by day. So why wouldn't an issue be able to be Moitzia Ish reading the Megillah by night? And the Halachas Gedolos, as quoted by all the Rishonim, makes it very clear. Einu Isha Moitzio Esa Ishba Mikra Megillah. No difference whether it's night or day. Both Megillahs have the same aloha, have the same rule. And that is why I think it is totally impossible to say that with Megillah we are yoytze the mitzvah of Hallel. How could that be? In Megillah there isn't even one pasuk of Hallel, of Hodaya, of Shir, or of Shelach. The Megillah is only a Sipud Voi. Pesuma Nisiyesh Voi, Hallel Ein Voi. So if there would be a Chil of Hallel and Purim, we could never understand how we yoytze that Chil with Megillah Sesta. Megillah Sesta has no resemblance. There is no similarity between Megillah and Hallel. Hallel, there is no Sipur Devarim, only Psukei Shir V'Shevach, Hallel V'Idoya, and there is none of those in Megillah Sesta. That is why it is very clear to me that Pshat in the Gemara is, because we have a mitzvah of Megillah, Chazal weren't mechayev us to say Hallel. There is no mitzvah of Hallel. It is not that we're chayev and Hallel and we're yoytzu with the Megillah, but Megillah is instead of Hallel, because Megillah is presuming Nisra. And when a person tells the story of Megillah Esther, maybe Chazal assume that he will mamela say Hallel or say Hodoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Megillah instead of Hallel. I know that there's a tremendous chiddush in the Me'iri. The Me'iri of Megillah Daf Yud Daled is a mechadish. That if a person doesn't have a Megillah, or for any other given reason he did not read the Megillah, then he's mechuyev to say Hallel. Say if a pinch. A person should say Hallel on Purim. If he didn't read the Megillah for any reason, then he's chayev and hal. That's what the Me'iri says. This is a shita yichidah. We do not find this in any other rishon or poisek. But I argue, even according to the Me'iri, it's not pshat that we're yoytze halal with the Megillah. The chiddush of the Me'iri is, for those that read the Megillah, they are potum in a halal. If a person doesn't read the Megillah for any reason, then he's not a Hallel. But even according to the Me'iri, Pshat is not that by reading the Megillah we are yoytze the mitzvah of Hallel. That is something which is totally unreasonable, because Megillah lechud, v'Hallel lechud, and there are no psukim in essence of Hallel v'Hodoya in Megillah says. So after discussing all these beautiful pshotim, I just want to get back to the Rishonim and say, as in many other sugyas, Divrei Rishonim are glat and poshut, and that is the beauty of Divrei Rishonim, because nothing is more beautiful than simplicity and pshat and glatness. Tosfos, twice in Shas, in Erechin and in Megillah, we find the same in the Rosh, in the Ritva. In the Ramon Simitofesh Betzi Beis. The Svar of the Bahag is very simple. Anoshim Archayev Bekriya, Noshim Archayev Bishniya. Both Archayev and Megillah, but two different forms, in essence, two different Gedoy, two different categories. And that is why Eishi can be Moitzi Eishi, because she has no mitzvah of Kriya Sa Megillah. Anoshim Achayev B'Kriya. When they hear the Megillah, they need the Haloch of Shemei Koina. Noshim is a different case. Noshim Achayev B'Shmiya. And that is why the Ramos Mechadosh, according to the Mahag, that when Noshim say the Brocha, they do not say Asher Kidishonu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu Al Mikro Megillah, but rather Lishmoya Mikro Megillah. Once upon a time, Noshim weren't that thoroughly versed in learning. This is an interesting development. The Noshim are far more learned today than they were once, and the men are far less learned today than they were once. So once, it was very simple. Liyeh is called Yisrael Bebeisa, as we learn in Megillah Esther. Sometimes we find couples today in which the wife is farly a greater Talmud Chochum than the husband, which is not a very, very exciting spectacle, but in our topsy-turvy world, sometimes You know, it's a milsud de shchicha. It's not just a big milsud de shchicha. But anyway, b'yemei kedem, noshim didn't know how to read Lashon Kodesh. You probably all heard of a sefer, a halakhic sefer, which is called Tzene Ura'ene. And that is stories of Chazal, of Midrashim, translated into Yiddish. One of the very special things of this generation is Tzene Ura'ene be'ivrit. Because, there's so much emunah and tmimis and kedusha of the sefer, and women no longer speak Yiddish, so it's translated back into Ivrit. So b'yemei kedem, noshim didn't know how to read. They definitely didn't know tamei hakriya. And the Megillah lechatchila has to read with tamei hakriya. And that is why noshim are chayev b'shmiya and anoshim are chayev b'kriya. And that is why e'ishu cannot be moitziyesh. But the most surprising aspect of this whole shmus is that this svara is beferish in the Bahak. So obviously many of the achronim didn't see the text, the Bahag, because it wasn't the Sefer Motsui. But the Bahag, when he writes this halacha, he also gives the explanation. And he writes that Noshim and Kanim are not chayev b'kriya, but they're chayev b'mashma. They're chayev to hear, and that is why an isho cannot be motzi to ish yizei tchevos. This brings us to a halacha, a big chiddush in halacha. Well, we all know that sometimes you cannot properly hear some words in the Megillah because it's a lengthy kriya, and also because of Haman. You know, Haman still causes us problems thousands of years later. So sometimes we can't really hear, and sometimes it's lifnei v'acharei. So everybody knows we have to be maslim. You know, for those words that we haven't clearly heard, then you could be maslim the kriya, the dibur. So I argue that when noshim are mashlim, tzorech lashmi el oznav. When men are mashlim, they're mashlim b'kriya. You could say v'lachash, you don't even have to hear. But when noshim are mashlim according to the Baal, that's a special halacha. They have to tzorech lashmi el oznav because they have no mitzvah of kriya. They only have a mitzvah of shmiya. And the Ramah is choshish to the shit of the Baal. So this is an important halacha. When Noshim are Maslim, those words that they didn't properly hear, they don't have to yell, they don't have to shout. About Tzorech Lashmi Elohim, they have to hear. And if they don't hear, then they aren't here to see the Muslim. So this is basically a short Shia in Hilchos HaMegillah in the concept of Apen Hayu V'Oisei HaNes. We are approaching Yemei HaPurim, and I think it very important we should have a bit of hisboneness in Kedusha Sayyim, in the essence of Purim, and Purim's message to our times and our generation. Chazal speak about Purim in the most sublime terms possible, Ad She'omru Chachomim. Bezichrom lo Yosuf Mizaram, kol ha-moyedim asidim lehibotel, all other chagim will be bottled off the glovei when Mashiach will come besides Purim. Bezichrom lo Yosuf Mizaram, kol ha-moyedim asidim lehibotel besides Purim. What is so special about Purim? Why the Emoisa Mashiach? There will no longer be any need to commemorate, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim and Pesach. Even Shavuos Kabbalat HaTorah will be bottled besides Purim. So what is so special about Purim? Purim is different than all the other Yemei Chag V'Moed, all the other miracles that we commemorate and remember. We only remember miracles, Nisim that were Lamala Mederech HaTeva. As the Ramban explains in Parshas Bo, Min Anisim HaGedolim V'HaMitursomim, Oda Moide Benisim HaNistorim, Shehem Yisoid Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's the Loshon of the Rambam. She'ein lanu chelek b'Toras Moshe. We have no part in Toras Moshe ad sheneida, until we will know, appreciate and understand, shekol dvoreinu v'mikreinu, anything that happens to us, hem nisim ein behem teva v'chadoi shavoyla. The miracle of nature. Probably, if the Rambam would speak English, modern English, that's the way he would express himself. The miracle of nature. The reason that we have to remember, and we shall not be Masiyach Das of the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to learn Al Anisim HaNistorim, the concealed miracles. Yad Hashem, that is concealed in Derech HaTeva. Shehem Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kulo. We all know we are modern people in a modern world, and some of us even learned a bit of sciences, at least in elementary school, right? We know that there are laws of nature. But laws of nature is what the Torah calls Hester Poni. Those are tools Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing happens in this world without a sort of process. Everything that happens, from the sun rays, to the oceans, to the rivers, to every speck of dust and grain of sand, and every blade of grass, all is Ratzonoi HaPoshut Yisboreh Shemoi. Everything that happens on this world, as the Rambam writes in Yud Gimel Likud, and Imamim Be'emuni Shalei Meshuhu Shaboreh Yisboreh Shemoi, Hu Levadei Oso Ve'oise V'yase Lekol HaMaasim. Laws of nature are tools, B'yad Hashem. That is merely the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and is Menahel Olam. So that is the reason we ought to remember the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those miraculous events of Aseres HaMakos, of Kriyas Yam Suf, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even Hanukkah. Hanukkah was a tremendous mess of that the Bnei Hashmenoi, who were very few, Nesatu Geborim Yad Chaloshim Rabim Yad Ma'atim Tmeim B'Tohirim, that they were victorious on the battlefield was a mess. But what do we commemorate? What do we remember? Nes Pach HaShemen. That was a very minor event in the time of the Yevonim. But that is what we make a Zeicher. Nes Pach HaShemen Sheloi Hoya Boi Ero Lahad Lekir Mechot Vehidliku Mimeno Shmoino Yomim. Only Purim do we make a zecher and remember and commemorate a nes that was kol kuloi bederech hateva. There were no supernatural forces on Purim. The Eitz Geloya Chamishim Amo that Haman prepared for Mordechai didn't just fly away. Didn't fly away. It was there. There were no nisim lemala bederech hateva on Purim. And maybe that is the importance of Purim. Because Purim, everything was natural. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael in Purim how Hashgacha Pratis is evident and obvious betoch Derech HaTeva. The Rambam writes that there's a minig, Tzorech Lifrois es HaMegillah Ki Igeres. When you read the Megillah, it's not Beglila, not like the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is Beglila, like a scroll. And we're Goylo as we advance in the Kriya. But the Megillah, the Minig is, no, you open it up. So the Chlifrois is a Megillah, Kedei Laharis HaNes, to show the Nes. How do we show the Nes? Maybe the proper Nusach should be Kedei Laharis HaMegillah. But what's the Indian of Laharis HaMegillah? Well, you have to see the Megillah. Libi Yoimeli, I think that Pshat is, to truly understand and appreciate the Nes of Megillah Sefer, you have to read the Megillah Beneshim Achas. Not only Aseres B'Neyom Beneshim Achas, but the whole Megillah. But what can we do? We don't have such a Oyach Neshima. We don't have such a long breath. If we could, Chazal would be Metak, you have to read the whole Megillah Beneshim Achas. Because when you read every Yeriah, every Perek V'Tneyatzmoy, truly is a gripping story, but you don't really appreciate the Nisim. On one hand, you see tremendous tzaddikim. You see a person of Mesiras Nefesh, like Mordechai Yehudi, in the Mesiras Nefesh of Esther Malkach. On the other hand, you have a whole bunch of lunatics and crazy people, like Ahasuerus. He killed one wife, then he took a million women to choose from them. A total lunatic, and a megalomaniac like Haman. Everybody has to bow to him. Everybody he sees on the street. So it's an interesting narrative, but you don't really appreciate the nace until you go through the hishtalshulis, the skira achas, mechila v'atzoy, and you see when a hafoichu asu yishlitu ha-yehudim heimu v'simei. Every aspect of Midas Adin that seemed to be so terrible in due time was Nefach Rorachim. Eitz Gevoya Chamishim Amen. In those times, there were no skyscrapers. That was before the Empire State Building was built, before the Twin Towers came down. And that was a very tall pole, Chamishim Amo. And even when they scuttered about the streets, running to Shachas, Ashmoyer Saboichen, going out to Minchas Amara, they all saw that H. And they were devastated, because they all knew who that H is intended for. And at the end of the day, Homan Vaseres Bonov. He built poor, and that poor fella, Yoy Moise Shom Moshe Rabbeinu. How did he even feel? But they didn't know that that was Yoy Moise Shom Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a Yoy Mizgulo. Amalek HaKashverish, tens of thousands of women were brought to the armor. Never in history was such a stupid and act done. And from those tens of thousands of girls, who was taken? Esther Amalka, that was raised in the house of the Godel Ador of Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha V'Tahara. What a terrible coincidence. Nobody could know in advance that the whole mess of Purim will come through Esther Amalka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael, Memaka Atzmo Metakan Retia, how Yeshua Hashem comes out of the darkness, how light comes out of the darkness, and how Midas Adin is Nehefach L'Rachem. And that is the lesson we need in our generation. So sometimes things seem to be so bleak and so dark, and we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, can you open up the heavens for one fleeting moment? Just show us that you're there. Show us that you care. Show us that you are with us. But we live in a time of Kates Hayomim. Bo'unoichi haster aster ponai. Purim teaches us the Hashgocha shebetoich derech ha-teva. The Hashgocha and the Yad Hashem in the framework of natural phenomena, natural happenings. There wasn't even a parshelen Purim. There wasn't even some little Pach Shemen to burn more than we would expect it to burn. Everything was B'derech HaTeva. And Apo Piken, Hodol Kibluhu B'Meach HaShveirosh. Because everybody saw that these events cannot be coincidental. They cannot be coincidental. Everybody saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahapech Midas Adin L'Rachamim. Everybody saw that how everything falls into place like a jigsaw puzzle. A thousand pieces, everything falls into place. That is the Derech Hashem. And that was the manifestation of Hashkochas Hashem B'Torah Derech HaTeva. Leah said, Lovey, there will be no need to remember Lamala Mederech HaTeva. Everything will be Lamala Mederech HaTeva. Why will we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim if our daily existence will be like Yetzias Mitzrayim? At Purim we will still have to remember that all this golus we went through in the past, that was all a mafseach shel geulah. Everything was hashkochas Hashem, and that is why Zichron v'Yosef Mezal. And Klal Yisrael, remembering Purim, went through this golus, and that is why the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamedes, Esther mena Torah menayin. Where is there a remez in the Torah to Esther? What does the Pesuk Chazal bring? It is not only the terminological similarity. Esther, Haster, Aleph, Hey, it's in Pnimius. Esther mena Torah menayin. Where is there a remnant in the Torah to the Nes of Esther? Bo'onoichi Haster Asti Eponai. Seeing Hashgochas Hashem within the Hester Ponim, that is what Purim is all about. And that's why this day is such a magnificent day. It's such a choshev day. To remember. To be Sameachim. A few years ago, the Leila Seder, I remember that was such a terrible day. There was a pigua in a hotel in a tiny year where Eden was sitting and making a Seder, and tens of people were killed, and Chalamoy, they had to speak at a certain tennis, and there were a lot of modern people there, and you know, it was so natural that people asked, you know, how could such a thing happen? But let us say that seems to be such a terrible mitzvah when Jews come together to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and such a terrible, terrible tragedy happens. So I told them, I want to tell you another question that somebody asked the Leil HaSeder 50 years ago. There's a Sefer, Shalos HaTshuvos Mima Makim. I don't know whether any of you heard about this Sefer, but I think it's one of the most chashuv Sefer. There was a great Gaon in Tzadik. I think he passed away recently. I'm not sure. If he did, then she's Zechor Zecher Tzadik L'Rocha. If he's still alive, then she'yech Yad Bias Agoyel. The big Gaon and a Tzadik of Ephraim Ashri from America. And he was in the Kovneh ghetto at the time of the Holocaust. And there was no official rav in the ghetto. But he was the great Talmud Chochem, and people used to ask him Shanas, and he used to write shuvas on scraps of paper and bury those scraps at certain outposts which he remembered in the ghetto. And he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should survive and do something with those scraps of papers. I would have one of those scraps. I would cherish it like nothing else. And Baruch Hashem, he survived, B'chasei Shamayim, B'nisim Gluyim, and after they were redeemed from the Nazis, Yimach Shem on the Zichron, he collected those scraps of paper and went over his shoes. And he tells a story about a Polish Yid, a Chosid, probably a Gera Chosid, Moshe Goldkorn. Moshe Goldkorn, 2 months before Pesach, was very worried. Where are we going to get matzahs for Pesach? I mean, how could you imagine a Pesach, a Leila Seder, without matzahs? So here and there, he stole some grain, b'derach lo derach, a few kernels of grain here and there, and at Pesach he took 2 stones and crushed those kernels of chita, of wheat, and he made some flour, took some water, made some dough, lit a fire, and started baking matzahs. I don't think those matzahs would get the hashkoch of the Eid HaCharedes. I really doubt it, but halavai, our matzahs that might cost $100 a kilo, we should have a fraction of the nachas ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had from those matzahs in those circumstances with that Mesiyas Nefesh. Moshe Goldkorn has been baking matzahs, and a Nazi officer appears. He asks him, what are you doing? I don't know what he said, but the guy took out a stick and bit him up. He broke his bones. He was beaten to pieces, bloodied, broken. He knocks on the door of Rabbi Ephraim Ashri B'Leil HaSeder. Rabbi Ashri opens the door and he sees Moshe Goldkorn, who he knew very well, bloodied, savaged, beaten, and he asks him what happened, and he says, Rebbe, I have a shala to ask. So I imagine, if I would be Moshe Goldkorn, I would say, Oy vey, who knows what he's going to ask me, Tzadik Varaloi, Roshe V'toimloi, why? Why did this happen to me? Why do I deserve this? No. What's a shala? I come from a Hasidic background. I never ate gebrokes. I don't eat any matzahs that are wet with water. But the guy broke my teeth out. I don't have any teeth in my mouth. I cannot possibly eat hard matzahs. Should I eat gebrokes? Should I take my matzahs and soak them in water? I should be able to eat matzahs, or maybe no, I shouldn't be mishaning the minig of my yavos. That was what troubled Moshe Goldkorn on that fateful night in Ghetto Kovno. So I told these people in Malon Park, in Netanya, I don't have any answers, but I want to give you a question which is far greater than any answers I could give. This was a shala, not a tshuva, but this is what Moshe Goldkorn was busy with. That is what bothered him in that terrible and magnificent night in Ghetto Kovno. So I say, with shalas like these, we don't need any tshuvas. We went through this golos not with tshuvas, but with shalas. These type of shalas.
those Shalas, we went through 2,000 years of a terrible Golus. So that is what we learn from Purim. That even in days of Hester, Bani, the Kodesh Baruch was with us. And at the end of the day, everything will fall into place, like they did be Me'od HaChayv Hester. We do not have any tremendous Nisim L'mala Medeach HaTev in our time. The sea will not split. Fire and brimstone wouldn't come raining down from Shemayim. But we will see Chas V'Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And His Koch HaProtes is with us. That is why the Nes of Purim in our times is the most important Nes to remember. So we are approaching Yemei Purim. Yemei Purim, which also have a Shaychus with Machias HaMolek. Nebuchadnezzar, we have mentioned, says that with Megillah we are Yosef the Mitzvah of Machias HaMolek. Mashiach Tzedkenu, one of his mitzvahs will be Limchoy Zeich HaMolek. But in Sefer Chassidus we learn that this is a mitzvah that rests upon us every day. How are we Moichah Zeich HaMolek? How do we fight a Molek? Where do we find a Molek? I want to tell you, Agos HaYavetz of Yankovem. And I love this piece of Rabbi Yankovem because I remember many, many years ago when I was a young bocher, learning Bava Basra Daf Memvav, I suddenly saw something in the Gemara and I rubbed my eyes. Am I seeing, is this a dream or a reality? And Bava Basra Daf Memvav, as you know, in Shas Bavli there are many simonim. Chazal use simonim to enhance our memory. So Bava Basra Memvav, in the Gemara we find Amolek Siman. Could this possibly be Amolek Siman? Chazal find no more appropriate Siman to put into Bava Basra Daf Memvav than Amolek. And we have a mitzvah to erase Amolek. Timchazech Amolek Netachas HaShomayim. Here Chazal take Amolek and they sit him up on the Mizrach, you know, right next to the Oren Kodesh, in the most mechobedika place we have in Bava Basra Daf Memvav. Chazal say Amolek Siman. So Rabbi Yankov Emden in his Agos on Shas, Agos HaYavetz, asks this question. And this is his answer. Kach ye'osa le'manuval hazeh. That's his lesson. You know, when Rabbi Yankov Emden was angry at someone, he knew how to tear him apart. So he writes, Kach ye'osa le'manuval hazeh. That is the way we have to treat him. Lachniso le'beis ha'medes, le'shaber es koichoi, u'lehoitzi mimenoi kol nitzetz kodesh. And Moloch confronts us in a thousand ways, in a thousand places. Whenever you go out on the street, and Moloch is there. He's in television, he's in the internet, he's in the radio, he's everywhere. And in most places he is more powerful than we are. But every strategist and every great general always knew that if you want to be victorious in war, you have to pull your enemy into your lines where you can overcome him. That is Tachsisei Melchama. It is one place in which we are more powerful than Amalek. That is in Bava Basra Daf Memvav, in Beis HaMedrash. It is there that we can have the upper hand. Anywhere else, when we fight Amalek, it's a big sakana. We pull him into the Beis HaMedrash, and that is where we have no question who will have the upper hand. Kashi also the manuva lazer, right? Bring him into the basement. So that is what Purim is about, and that is what Mechias HaMolek is about. More Talmud Torah, more Yira Shemayim, more Kavonas Atzvela, till we will be Zoycha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Moicha Zoycha HaMolek, V'yehei Kisoi Sholeim, V'yehei Shmoi Sholeim, V'yehei Samushiach, V'mheiro, V'yomeinu, Amen. So we should all out that he listed at Purim. I'll be happy to see you at Purim if it'll be possible. And we should all out that listed at Purim. Remember the Chasam Sofer, because in my shul the Chasam Sofer always hangs on the Ruach Purim. The Chasam Sofer writes that he has Kabbalah from the Shev Yankov. That whoever learns Torah between the Megillah that we read by night and the Megillah that we read in the morning will be Zoicha, to Hoshana Toiva, to Nachas, to Simcha. That is the promise of the Chasam Sofer. So even though it's a very, very busy day, and Baruch Hashem, we're busy with good things, with a lot of mitzvahs. With Chayav Nishla Besumim, and Tonas Lav Yoinim, and Mishloach Mois, but you have to make some time for Talmud Torah, and that's a tremendous gula. Let's take a Purim, we should bezoicha, who rachaman, who yasalinu, nisim and aflois, kishem shosisu, rabu seinu, the yomim, hoheim, this man is it.